Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamma. We're joined now by Pat Battle, the Atchison boys basketball coach. Phoenix continuing their strong start to the season. And, Coach, thanks again for joining us. We always appreciate it. Three games to kind of touch up on. Last week when we spoke, you were going on the road just hours later to take on a top-10 team in 4A in Eudora. And you touched up on it when we spoke last week. You know, you saw them in the midseason tournaments, and you said something along the lines of they kind of put it to you, them beating you guys. You guys respond, go on the road, 64-46. Big win and kind of a redemption-style game between them last week.
Yeah, you know, the teams are different. The kids are different. They have a lot of kids back, and we have a few, too. I don't know if it was a redemption game, per se, but I was really pleased with our effort. Certainly our kids felt that. I think that's fair to say. They do a lot of things well, and they're going to figure it out, and we both go to the Tonganoxie tournament, so I have a feeling we'll see them again. Seeing Eudora is commonplace.
Yeah, for sure, and it's a pretty loaded field, and it has been over the last few years, and a couple games more after that this week. So you go back-to-back with a game against Harmon. You know, your first Metal Arc Conference game, that's game number 5, and another big win, 67-24. What'd you take away from that one?
Well, I felt that we did a pretty good job defensively. We did a good job, certainly with our help defense, and we were able to get out and run in transition, and we do a nice job of looking for each other. So I really felt that that was a big part of it in terms of our play. So we're still trying to figure things out in terms of our execution offensively, but get us in transition, we're pretty tough to deal with.
And then you guys go on the road. You took on Leavenworth last night, kind of a rare, you know, Wednesday game, you know, this early in the season, but 54-43, so another win, you know, maybe a different fashion of a victory against Leavenworth. You know, a few key takeaways from that one last night.
Well, I'll tell you, they're a good team. They've got some kids who can shoot from the perimeter. They're physical. They get after you. And it was at their place, and that was a pretty high-octane game. There were a lot of possessions, and both teams, I felt, struggled to score. We just struggled a little bit less. Put a nice run together there at the end. We kind of strung a few stops together, and then were able to get some easy baskets. You know, our offensive execution, and it's expected, you know, in the month of December, that's one of the areas that you really focus on over the Christmas break.
So, again, we're roughly going 4 games in about 8 days, and then you have one more tomorrow night on the road against Sumner Academy, your second Metal Arc Conference game. Probably not a ton of time in regards to the preparation, but what do you know about Sumner this season and kind of the expectations for the final game of 2025?
Yeah, well, I'm really impressed with them. I think they're good. I think they've got a couple of kids that can flat play. They're able to get downhill and get to the basket. We're going to have to deal with that. And at the same time, they got some kids that can shoot it. They might be a little streaky at times, but they've got good players, and they always have good players. And their style of play, you know, they run full court, man trap the whole game. They do a lot of things that are unconventional. So it's kind of like, as a football analogy, you've been playing against teams that run the spread offense, and all of a sudden you see a flex bone team. And so they're a unique challenge for us, and we're going to have to do a really good job preparing today and getting our kids ready. And it's a quick, as you said, it's a real quick turnaround. We barely had any prep time for Leavenworth. So I'm looking forward to it, to be honest with you. I know that the added games is kind of a plus, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to the opportunity where we've got just 2 games in a week and we're getting 2 days to prepare for an opponent. Looking forward to those times.
Yeah, for sure, and you're going to get a couple weeks off after tomorrow night. Plenty of practice time, though, but it's been a busy last 7 or 8 days or so for the Atchison Phoenix, and again, continuing their strong start, undefeated, looking to go to 7-0 tomorrow night when they're on the road at Sumner Academy. Coach Battle, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
All right, thank you for your time. I appreciate your coverage, and happy holidays to everyone.